You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Eating hot dogs is not a sport. You don't get a scholarship for eating dogs.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you something, Goo. I'm about to give up on this thing. You have it too, where you can see if somebody's at your door.
Oh, Ring camera. I live on it.
I can't.
Evan told me to get off and live my life.
It's more trouble than it's worth. I just, during the break, it's like somebody's at my front door, and I'm like, who the hell is that?
You can see if people are stealing your packages.
I know.
But then I see other people on, they share it on the Ring, and I'm like, that ain't happening over here yet, but I stay on it.
Hey, we're going to have Guru's Gripe. Maybe we'll push that to 120 because I forgot there was something else I wanted to ask you about, and I don't know if you're going to make this official or not, but people are going to want to know. You have apparently a new favorite player in the NBA. Guru announced at a break about an hour ago, Steiny, I have a new favorite player in the NBA. We don't have the ha-ha. Okay?
Look, I was watching Summer League. I'm a junkie. And I got to tell you, a lot was made of Ace Bailey and with the Utah Jazz. And I wasn't too familiar with his game, but Steiny, big Carter Chickering came in and backed me up too. I like what I see. I know it's just Summer League, and I'm a video.
Yes? You're a video.
I want to keep my job. But, you know, I fall for the video workout like I did with Wiseman. He had the shirt off, and he looked like.
By the way, he's back to the Pacers.
Oh, good for him. Mm-hmm. This is James Wiseman. So. I'm following Ace. How about that, Steiny? The dude's got the wiggle jiggle. He got form. He's got the body. So I'm excited, man.
All right.
And a little jealous.
Why?
I wish we were going to Summer League. But yeah, Dibs and Willard and Grandy are holding it down.
When are they
going
to be there?
I want to say Guru Computer Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, Dibley's got some explaining to do.
Why?
Because we're in a golf tournament together this
week. These things happen.
Well, he's big time. He'll probably leave from the golf tourney on the LV.
It's in Reno.
That's right next door to Vegas. Stoddy, they got things where you could call planes.
You're telling me he's going to golf
you're
this weekend.
And then I shouldn't have brought it
and
up.
And then just catch a flight from Reno
but
to
you're
Vegas.
You're smiling, but you're envious, but it's jealousy.
No, it's no jealousy.
Getting it done. Yeah. Jealousy. Where are you going? I'm going home. Where are you going? Vegas Summer League. Wow. Ta-da-ow.
Good for I don't
you.
Know. I can't do it. Let me ask you this. Because you're the kind of guy that you feel sorry for everybody. Even Jonathan Kuminga, as you said. Yeah, I feel sorry for him.
Draymond's words hit me, man.
So what you got? So if Dibley is going to Vegas with Grandy, who do you feel more sorry for?
You sound like Jerry. No, they'll be fine.
Which guy do you think wants to hang out with the other the least?
What's right. sad, though, is you going there.
What are
there.
You doing?
Yeah, no doubt. Like, he's telling on himself, like, you're that guy. Remember, you
well,
came
if
in.
If I can't go, I'd like to ruin it for them. Actually, well, no, that was before the wedding. I'm a different guy now.
Yeah, I was watching. Go we'll ahead see. Now. You wanted to get to something.
That was it.
I made it up.
Ace Bailey.
So I got a confession. Shout out Usher Raymond.
Sure.
So a lot of times we come in on Monday and you and Evan beat me hard over the head with what'd you do this weekend? And, you know, I get mad, but I get mad because you guys are asking from the kindness of your heart and you really want to know. But a lot of times, Steiny, this phone now has become a casino. It's become social media. And I saw some stuff over the weekend to where it's scary, and I'm a part of it. So sometimes when you guys ask me, this phone can be so many things to me at once, but I can be in one location. So I got to, you know, I go to the gym, play my hoops, but I'm saying all that to say is I'm putting the phone down a little bit.
You want
to
bet?
Those are answers to your questions about, yeah, I wasn't in Vegas, but I was in Vegas. And I've stayed in a casino 24 hours almost, you know, just gambling cards. So I know it's hashtag random. Where the hell is this coming from? But Evan, Steiny, I'm putting the phone down. I'm going to stay off social media, man.
For how long?
No, just I'm cutting the hours of the day.
Wanna
it's
bet?
Become my best friend.
At least you have one. I don't.
Well, you're on the phone too.
Not like you.
No, dude, I see
dude, you're on
your
social.
Political post. You got a thing going.
When's
you're,
the last time
you're
I
trying
did?
To get picked up from some outlet.
What are you talking about?
You got
about?
A good thing going.
Just you because you don't post on social media doesn't mean you're not on social
like Norm,
media.
Norm, he got outed. Norm, I'm not on it. You are.
I like to, yeah, I pay attention to my former classmates in
you
high
snoop.
School and college.
You snoop.
Wait,
you
Facebook is now snooping?
Like you knew what I was doing. You're keeping tabs.
Well, then keep it off social media.
But my point
you
is...
You can't keep a secret, can you?
Oh, not, man.
Please.
Sometimes as you get older, you don't want to.
That's true. You know what's great about
like
getting
tell
older?
Tell everyone what you said.
Is when somebody tells you a secret, you forget anyway. So you can't
that's
tell
before.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Philmo Mike says he's got a bone to pick with...
Not me.
Nahegan.
Oh, go ahead,
our
baby.
Boss.
Get him.
Okay. This hey, Philmo, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Hey, what's up with it, man?
Talk to us.
I'll get to Nahegan last, but... I'll get to Nahegan in a second, but I don't like it. I want to see people competing for actual championships, teams competing to...
Mike, you got a call back. We just lost you. Mike, you're cutting in and out.
And he's with AT&T.
I think he's got another.
Well, we don't got to bite our... Okay. See... You're lost, AT&T, if he has.
Caleb's in Livermore.
Our
What's
guy.
Up, Caleb? How you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Talk
hey.
To us.
What's up? And, Stardew, man, I got to congratulate you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You had a big weekend, huh?
It was big.
He's changed,
It was
too.
Big, Caleb. There's no doubt about it.
I wasn't invited?
No. Do you know my daughter?
Oh, okay, well.
I shouldn't ask that.
I don't think so.
Go ahead.
But, Guru, before you have, you know, your little crash out session, Guru, I got to be your therapist, man.
When did, real quick, I got to ask you something. We're sheep, the American public. When did crash out, which
go.
I love the term, when did that become popular? Because now all of a sudden it's everywhere. I love it. But come on, Caleb, when did crash out take over?
But it's, that's our era lingo, man. How old are you, Guru?
I'm up there, but I get it.
Oh yeah, you're an unk, man. You're an OG.
That bothers me.
All right, what'd you want to say to Guru?
but look, Guru. I need you to sit back in your chair before you go crazy.
Okay.
I know you got some tea in that cafeteria, whatever you guys are at. And look. I know where all this fascination started with the whole free agency thing with the Warriors. The fact of the matter is, everyone got super excited because it started with the whole Giannis thing, when it was like Giannis might go out and the Warriors are a team that he should be interested in. The fact of the matter is, that's not realistic. The Warriors already made their big move, which was Jimmy Butler. It was free agency early. The fact of the matter is, they just have to add a few guys to the team to make it better. And look, we love Kevon Looney. At one point, I felt he was one of the more underrated players at his position and definitely one of the most important players throughout their championship runs. But let's be real. Al Horford is a better basketball player than Kevon Looney. And it's no hate. It is what it is. Even at 40 years old, Al Horford is still a really solid basketball player. And I like bringing back potentially De'Anthony Melton. You know, when he was healthy, he played really well. And I've always been a fan of his, you know, going back to the days with Memphis. But come on, man. Like, Warriors got to be real, dude. Like, they were not going to make some crazy move. They just had to make a few moves because they already did it with Jimmy. So that's all I got. And relax, Goo.
No, I'm with you. He was saying other stuff because you Google's gripes. But anyway, I said Christmas came early last February, Stoudy. So I get it. I understand it. We didn't have much bread to spend. So if you're telling me he's going to be Melton, reunited with Melton, Horford, now we'll fight him on for Boston's system, Horford was better. But as far as keeping possessions alive and banging and guarding, you know, a nifty guard on the perimeter every now and again, I'm taking Looney over Horford all day long.
Wait, what?
Yeah, for Boston's system, Horford was better than Looney. But miss me, if I was drafting and I needed some low post presence and a guy that would be the Windex man, I'm not calling Al, I'm calling Looney. Put some respect on Looney's name now.
You're the only...
Oh, no, you were gone. Not just you. I mean, again, you don't miss what you have until it's gone. And I'll leave that there.
So do you think Al Horford's a better player than Kevon Looney?
In his prime, he was.
What about right now?
No.
I got to disagree with... I'd rather have Horford than Looney.
Steiny, he's 40.
I know, but I think he's a better player. He can make threes.
Okay, and that's where
right.
We're at. I hate that, but I love you being honest. That doesn't.
But there's that. I'm looking for more. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me look at his rebounding because I think it's pretty good too.
This is Kevon Looney,
dude. Looney is done. Stop. He's gonna watch him probably start for the Pelicans, dude. I'm telling you, man.
Let's see. Let's just go to his per 36.
But numbers don't tell the whole story.
They tell the rebounding story exactly.
And who's got three rings? And who's kept possessions alive ad nauseum for the Splash Brothers and Kevin Durant? You don't need to look it up. It's Looney.
Technically, between college and the NBA, Horford does have three rings.
But use Evan's lingo on him. You're not counting the bucket because we ain't talking about college.
Well, I'm going to count the bucket.
No, stop.
Because Al Horford had a role on a championship team that was three times greater than Kevon Looney's role on the Warriors.
I ain't mad at you. But Evan.
You know what, though? Get this. I think he's starting to write.
He just threw you a bone. I didn't like it.
I'm forgetting my train of thought. Well, actually, I'm not.
Well, something to do with me.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, of course. Oh, I know. I'm looking online today. And
thought you weren't on social media.
Evan, you beat me to it.
I'm reading Sports Illustrated.
That still exists?
Yes. Grant Cohn on the phone.
You were online, Stoddy. Go ahead. We caught you. It's okay.
No, I'm looking. Of course I go to websites. You guys
crash out on us,
Stoddy. You guys are making me mad now.
Go ahead.
So I think you're writing headlines. Because it said something like, the headline was, Kings could land
championship player from Warriors. Wow. And I'm like, what? And they were talking about Kuminga.
I read that. Okay. Oh, stop getting in my tracks. Yeah, I did. I said, what's going on? I said, oh, it's JK. Yeah, but I did see that.
I knew I couldn't make it through a show without Guru saying something weird. Looney over Horford, please. Another instance of Guru watching games with his heart.
I don't got to apologize for what I saw Kevon Looney do for this team. That's it. Yeah, if you want to say prime, and I said that, I'm taking Horford. I get it.
925 is a good point. I've already addressed it. Steiny been talking about how much he hates the old team, but when a Guru doesn't want an old guy over Looney, suddenly Steiny wants the old guy.
Yeah, go figure.
The old guy's better. I mean, he's just better. Well, secondly,
but you know, your blueprint is, shout out Jay-Z, is young guy over old guy no matter what.
Yeah. Gotcha. By the way, that text from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Thank you, Evan. Listen, I've told you all, I hate where the Warriors are. I hate it. They're too old. Their key players are too old. I don't like it. But that's the avenue they chose to go down, and this is the position they're in right now. It's obviously a year-to-year thing.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Go get Al Horford.
But to what degree, though?
What do you mean?
Because we're going to find out in regard to that age thing with how this Jonathan Kuminga situation plays out. 22.
We are. We got Philmo back?
Mike.
Let's go back to Philmo Mike. Hey, Philmo, what's going on, buddy?
Yo, what's good? Nah, I was just saying, man, I don't want to see, the offseason right now, it's not even the offseason. It's in county. They winning championships in the county. So I ain't feeling that right
now.
Nah,
yeah.
And then, honestly, now this is my suggestion. I don't think, the players in the NBA, it's too many slots. It's like quarterback. Everybody shouldn't be getting paid you should be like, okay, how good are you? What you should be getting paid? This is what you should be getting paid. They need to do that but they do that with quarterbacks. But they need, and they shouldn't. They should do it like every other position. And the NBA does that with their players. Oh, you had an all-star game and you did this and you know, man. They need to really create a truly open market. You're worth this much and you're worth that much. Not if you did that, I don't know how they slot their players, but there's too much slotting. And then also, I think this is an overall picture, and I'll be brief with this. They make too much money. They make too much money. It's type of money where it's like, damn, I'm getting all this money to do that. So what I suggest is to make it more interesting, right? Cut some games. Honestly, if you cut games, you got to pay them less. That'd be a reason to pay them less.
Right.
That'd also, I think, save the sport because you have less inventory and people always talk about what? The regular season too long. You have people aren't talking about, I like the offseason more than I like the regular season. You can't have that. Cut some games, make it more interesting. Make it more rare to see Steph Curry. Don't put him on all the time. Don't put LeBron on all the time. Don't put the superstars on all the time. Less inventory is more. Now, Nahegan, yeah, now I got to get on Nahegan line because Nahegan is talking about he got these rules. You can only call and talk on the air once a week or twice a week, once a day. Man, it's Spadoni on there, Willard, Steiny, you Guru, y'all talk every day. I could talk every day on the air if I want to, I feel. If Antonio from Oakland want to call, Gene the OG, Grandpa Dad, man, let us get on. Y'all be talking crap half the time. Nah, I'm joking. But nah, tell me he again, man, don't be making no pagan holiday.
Hey.
Man-made rules, that's not no rule. He trying to say, oh, that's a rule. That ain't a rule. That's a pagan holiday.
I don't. When did he say
this?
Did he say this to you personally?
the guy, the Carter, whoever the producer was, like, and Nahegan said, that's a rule. That's not a rule.
Call management.
Nahegan, that's a man-made rule. That's a dam. That's a man-made
I'm
going
to go to him for you, Mike, after. Up to him after the show.
Mike, it's like a protocol, though, right?
Yeah, you're in good hands, Mike. I'm a holla at him.
All right, thanks, Mike.
So that's what you call management, huh? not load message.
Are you telling me that our boss is now calling our listeners to tell them to call less? That doesn't sound like
a good strategy. I didn't get that email.
I didn't either.
I've been banned from calling before.
Have you?
Yeah. It was 3 months. It was a long time.
Pete Franklin put you on ice?
Yeah.
You were in timeout? Yeah. Radio timeout?
3 months, and people were like, what happened? I said, I'm banned. But they lifted it.
What'd you say?
Bet he doesn't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. Getting to that age, Evan.
I mean, it could have been any number of things.
Yeah, no doubt. Come on, you know me.
You know what? That's true. You think I'm
what?
Not nice to Guru. Go listen to Pete Franklin talk to him.
But a guru or what? But the caller
guru
did.
Or what? Just, a guru or nothing.
It sounded
nothing.
Like he was describing you. Evan got the gist of that call.
See, that's the difference. Pete Franklin would say, you're an idiot. And I'll say, I don't agree with that, goo.
Well, you say that to Evan with that. Hey, Evan, pass the grape upon.
He's got solid teeth.
And then I can say, hey, Stoddy, what time is it? Why?
Well, no.
Why do you want to know, goo? I get it. It's
you
my face.
I mean, Evan doesn't ask me off the top of his head during a break. Hey, Stein, what'd you have for dinner last night? I'm like, hold on, let me think.
That's who I am, though. That's beautiful. Oh, man.
Let's go to Sean in Oakland.
But I got your back, Mike.
One sec.
Oh, sorry.
I did ask you something when I came in today, and it took you a longer than I would have expected to answer, which is that a new shirt?
Well, it's not, but it's the first time I've worn it to work.
That's new. That's new.
No, it's not.
All of our eyes is new. And
it's new.
I wore it before. I wore it last
slim.
I wore it last weekend.
Well, you just lied. You said it was the first time you wore it to work.
To work. I wore it last weekend.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Somewhere else.
That's a new shirt. You've only worn it twice?
No doubt. That's new,
baby. Two or three times. You like it?
I do.
It got you looking a little.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Sean in Oakland.
This whole thing.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. You know, earlier, Steiner, you asked a question in terms of if the Warriors signed Melton, Horford, and JK, how would you feel about that? I think that would be a decent offseason. And when we looked at the end of last year, we looked at the needs, right? What was it? Center, backup point guard, and to get young and athletic. Now, Horford can be your center. Melton can play the starting two, but he can also be your backup point guard as well. And then young and athletic, you remake JK, although he's the same guy, I think he's more motivated because he's on a qualifying offer 7.9. So that would check the boxes. I would liken it to a meal. You can go out and get an In-N-Out burger with fries or Morton Steakhouse. You still got to eat. Both of those are decent meals. One may be better than another, but at the end of the day, it satisfies the need. And just with a couple tweaks here and there, I think they'll be all right. So I would be okay with that.
All right. Appreciate it, Sean.
I said respectable. Decent.
If they come out with those three guys,
they're not trading for Durant.
LeBron.
Hey, memo to the world. LeBron's not coming to the Golden State. Well, he's already in here, but he ain't coming to the Bay. And I think, Stanley, I got caught up on that. And Shams, I'm not even mad at him, but save big. Save the Tom Hanks next time. Because if Draymond is right, we may never see it pop off like it used to pop off. Because you're telling me that the owners don't want it to pop off like that. This was like a, what do they call a bad firecracker? Evan would, a dud. Yeah, look at you. He's like firecracker. Yeah, dud. That's what this was. Fuddy-duddy.
How much of that is because the Warriors haven't done anything? It's not been a dud for the Rockets.
No, outside of the Rockets, give me one more.
The Rockets
and
coming
people act
out to
like
play.
Dame getting released was Dame going to another
Denver
team in his prime.
Had a great offseason.
Solid, but that
Miami,
wasn't
I like what Miami did.
What did they do?
They just got Norman Powell.
We talked about it yesterday. That's cool.
Yeah.
But
that's real cool.
I'm talking about big.
Well, I mean, honestly,
you know what I mean.
Okay, and
I couldn't sleep. Shams was like, "It's gonna be big tonight."
I put Butler and Doncic into that category. They just happened to be traded earlier.
I got you. But you know what I mean. When he said that, called his shot last week, I was like, "Oh boy, I ain't gonna be able to sleep."
Hey, I didn't tell you. You know, ask me where I went yesterday.
Where'd you go yesterday, Snani, on your day off?
Santa Rosa.
Wow, the press Democrat.
Yeah.
Did Why?
Hey,
to see your old coworkers?
No, my family, my sister and her daughter, they're going up to wine country for the next couple days to relax. And I went, and they're staying in Santa Rosa, a place called the Flamingo Hotel.
Okay.
Anybody familiar with
it? I'm not.
It's kind of like, I think they kind of bill it as a resort.
All right.
It's got a nice pool. And I remembered when I got up there, I was like, hey, you know what? I used to play basketball here.
Where?
They have a basketball court on. They have pickleball, basketball courts. I used to go up there at noon, play, and then go do second shift.
Look with my main man,
Rich Mellett. Nice little player, too.
I've heard that last name before. Mellett.
Yeah, M-E-L-L-O-T. Yeah. He was a very good writer for the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat. That'll do it for this segment. Let me see. Oh, I gotta get busy. Hey, by the way, New Vodka. I got to talk to you about New Vodka. It's an award-winning American-made vodka, 7 times distilled, crisp, clean, premium taste. New Vodka delivers quality you can taste in every pour at a price that makes sense. Explore all their cocktails on their website at newvodka.com. And don't forget to try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. They're going to be your go-to drinks. New Vodka, N-U-E. You can find it at your local liquor store or visit newvodka.com to find a retailer near you. And you can also check out, like I said, go to New Vodka, check out their, it's a product locator, so you know where this product is sold. That's New Vodka, N-U-E Vodka. I'm telling you, it's going to be your drink like it is mine. Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We haven't role played in a while.
All right, acting.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Why do you look Why do you look so perplexed?
Give me that again.
We haven't role played in a while.
All right, acting.
And that was the Lake of Kuminga?
Yeah, Evan fired me. He didn't like. I'm not good at it, Stoney.
I'd like to thank Dan Dibley.
What happened?
He just came in here and he gave me a book he thought I would enjoy.
Well, he must have missed a segment where you ripped him.
I didn't rip him. I asked a
in
question.
In the business, we call it ripped.
I asked who's...
All right, go ahead. You got
who's looking forward to going to Vegas the least.
What's the name of it?
Former writer, well, he's still clearly a writer because he just wrote a book, but Dave Albee.
All right.
He used to work for the Marin Independent Journal. Wrote a book called The Last One Out of Town, Turn Out the Lights, and it's about a Maine high school basketball team in the 70s, and Dibley read it. Dibley and I both trying to do a little more reading, although he's succeeding at it.
Evan does that too. He's got me thinking about it. I'm serious.
But Dib said I would enjoy it, so here I have it. The Last One Out of Town, Turn Out the Lights, and it's by Dave Albee, a longtime Bay Area columnist.
Now, honestly, when will you start it? Or is that just, that's a big ask.
That's a big ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you get to it?
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
I do read when I'm like at a beach vacation. I can do that.
Well, how
only
often
a beach?
Pretty much. Well, like, I mean, okay, I'm going on a golf trip this weekend. I mean,
you're not reading.
Forget about it.
You read on the plane.
No, I'm driving to Tahoe.
Solo?
Yeah.
We got to come up with the caller's playlist for you.
Audiobook.
Oh, remember when we did that?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good. You know what? There were some playlist songs that I received that I still listen to. Who's one guy? What's that name of that guy? Oh, DMX.
Yeah. Just one of the greatest to ever do it.
And then somebody else put up, anyway, go ahead. Let's, you got the sounder for the gripes?
Oh my God.
We haven't done one of these in a while.
Those gripes.
Shut up, Stein.
Fire away, Guru.
Spam!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Grops.
Mother sucker.
Now, I've been doing this for the last 2 days. You and Evan don't know, but in my hand, you can see on YouTube, I have a baseball, and it's just bringing back memories of me on the mound, and I'll leave that there. But you guys know I love ball. And last night, we were all treated to a great, phenomenal baseball game, which was 1-1, the Giants and Phillies, in the bottom of the eighth. And I'm sitting there because I'm a real one. I'm rooting for the home team. I want playoff baseball. I want the victory lap. But I watch so much baseball because I gamble on it as well. And I'm coming to the sad conclusion that we have to do something about the guys behind the plate. It is out of control what is not being called a strike. And if you know the game, one pitch can change an at-bat and the course of a ball game, i.e., I'm going to get his name wrong, Kirkering, who was on the bump for the Phillies facing Matt Chapman.
Yeah.
Matt Chapman struck out 3 times on 3 pitches that you couldn't draw up any better than caught the edge of the plate, Evan. And even Kruko and Kiper like, he's gotten lucky. He's lucky to still be up there. So this ain't about the Gigantes, the home team. This is just about, what if that was Game 7 for 2 other teams? Why can't the pitcher be rewarded for a high leverage situation, 1-1, state everything on the line, for a damn umpire to get it right? So I was hot. I tried to ignore it. And then I watched the post game, and I said, you know what? I appreciate honesty, even when the home team fans.
It's so easy then.
You know, bring it up like, man, I can't omit that. So when I come in today and Evan brings it up and you co-sign, I said, you know what? I don't know if you guys are aware, but Major League Baseball implemented the automated ball strike challenge system during the 2025 spring training games. I was against this, but what happens, fellas, is players, the pitcher and catcher, can challenge a ball or strike by tapping their helmet after the call. And the high-speed cameras track the ball's trajectory as it crosses the plate, determining if it's a ball or a strike. The system relays it to the umpire, and he announces the correct call. Each team starts with 2 challenges per game, and the purpose is just to get accuracy when it comes to balls and strikes. And guys, I'm ready. I am. This is out of control. Last night, Exhibit A. It's time that we've done everything else. We've given up and replaced people. It's time we do it, man. That bothered me about the outcome of that game. And luckily, the Giants won. But just tell me,
that's why they won.
Am I going up the? Am I barking up the wrong tree? Like, this is, what are these old men doing? Sometimes I'm like, do they got movie plans? What dinner plan? What is going on? Matt Chapman got caught looking three times to me, but he gets a base hit. Kudos to you, Matt. But Steiny, Evan, help me out, man. It's marring.
It's what?
It's marring how I watch baseball games.
Okay. Here's the way I feel. Do you believe...
Thanks for listening.
Do you believe home plate umpiring is worse now than it was 30 years ago?
Yes, I do.
I don't.
I think it's
all the box. I think it's all the box.
But they don't see the box. The box everybody has a different box.
No, we see the box on TV.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so anytime a ball is close to one of the lines, it registers something in our minds that used to never really register.
But that box is not up there, Steiny, while the ball's in the air.
No,
they always bring it up after.
No, on TV it is.
No, not. There's no box.
Yeah.
No, that's like a video game. You could choose to have it on or off. Evan, when I watch the Giants on NBC Sports Bay Area, there is no box before the pitcher throws the ball.
Yeah, the strike zone.
Yeah, I thought.
Like the rectangle, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. What?
So, I was, don't they put the box up when a guy's
when
at
they're
bat?
I see that when they're reviewing the pitch to see where it was at. They bring up the box.
I think
there's
no
box on the TV.
No, there is a box on the TV. That's the thing. Like, there is a box.
I can bring the game up right now. There's no box on the TV blocking the catcher's mitt. Now, when they bring up a pitch to be, where was it at? Where did it hit? They bring up the box.
You, I think you're going to lose this one.
I'm bringing it up right now.
Well,
you guys
no,
keep
you
going.
Can't just. No.
Yeah, I can bring up last night's game on my phone, and I'm going to show you there's no damn box. But go ahead. Continue.
Well, I can't continue because I'm under the impression there's a box.
They bring the box up when.
What's in the box?
Evan! I got it. I know.
Anyway, I just feel like when the box is up and a ball is somewhere on the corner. Back in the day, we would say, that was close. But now we say, that was a strike or that was a ball.
Right.
Yeah.
I got it up right here, Steiny. Hold on, give me a second.
I don't. When I watch, there is a box.
Let's be honest.
No box right there, guys.
Oh, boy.
There's no box. Look, Steiny, I got the game. There's no box. I played MLB The Show, and if they had the box on, I couldn't play it. They would give you the option to turn it off. There's no box. Evan is the...
My fam won on...
Yeah, there's no box.
Guru, there is a box. Theodore Rand, there's a box on every pitch. Chico, Jake, Guru's off today.
I'm looking at the game on the phone. There's no box. There's
Uncle
no...
Uncle Looney says, Goo's in a box.
You guys...
Somebody's saying it used to be there. They took it away.
There's no box. I got the game up.
Somebody's
why are you
saying
not looking
Guru,
at it?
Guru may need a little more time off. Guru sees through the box.
I got the game on my phone. There is no box.
Theodore Rand, Guru, you're in trouble on this one.
I just saw the box.
It's very faint, Goo.
I saw the box.
Oh.
But there's a box.
You good?
No, I'm not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyway, my suggestion is to get the box off the TV.
But well, for Goo, I think it is.
No, I'm in timeout.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
We still got time. We still got some time. By the way, you guys
this is not planned or scripted.
Of course not. Of course not. They're saying Guru needs to challenge this. But there is a box. Ooh, that's a rough one, Goo. It seems like most people believe there is a box. Okay.
You got to get rid of the box or get rid of the umpire.
I agree.
One has got to go.
I completely agree with that.
But the ump is not using the visual box for the TV viewer.
That's what makes this the worst, is fans watching on TV can tell when a close pitch was called one way or the other. Not that they didn't know the pitch was close without the box, but it wasn't quite as definitive. Anyway, you guys were discussing something interesting. Can you move on?
I don't know. It's hard. It really is.
If you're able to move on, I won't bring it up anymore.
All right, go ahead.
Let's just do the Bob Melvin and cut it. Cut.
Remember, I first wanted to see that. Go ahead.
So
I'm good now.
What was it? Oh, okay. You guys did something yesterday where you said you listed the four top quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Randy Moss was having a conversation with his son.
Okay.
And they got to the fifth. And okay. Yeah.
So apparently if you say what are the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, most will have four in the top five. Patrick Mahomes, okay. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Okay. So then the question is, who would be your fifth?
Right.
Okay. I don't know what you guys said.
Okay. Good.
But I tried to think about it.
Honestly, and you know, be fair.
I will. And I might take that kid from Washington as the fifth right now,
Daniels.
Knowing full well that
he only did it for one.
I know.
But it's your list. So are you saying about?
I can either take him or Herbert.
Okay, Herbert.
Come on.
And no.
Who's your fifth?
Honestly?
Yeah.
This is the guy I hated
on yesterday.
And I'm not thinking about the box conversation. Right. I will be tonight. It's got to be a guy that's taken his team to two Super Bowls.
All right.
Who I thought was a bum. And then won one of those two Super Bowls. Stoney, in what world are we living in that Jalen Hurts is not the fifth quarterback on this list? Two of the guys listed before him haven't sniffed a Super Bowl, Allen and Lamar. And my man's
taking... You think Josh Allen hasn't sniffed?
No, I'm just sorry. He hadn't played eight quarters in one. How does that supersede what Hurts is doing?
Then just vote for the dudes who have the most rings. If you want to do it that way... That's fine.
No, but Hurts, I'm telling you, I thought was a bum, Steiny.
So Evan had Hurts?
No. Who was Evan's fifth?
Oh, Evan didn't have Hurts as a fifth?
I pulled a Steiny, and I just wrote down eight guys, and I didn't pick one.
That's what he did. That's how he got out of it.
Sorry.
But Hurts.
Okay, that's good. Good for you.
See, you always think I'm just about the highlights, but that's the guy I thought didn't have it.
Well, no, you're about flavor of the month, too.
And I'm like,
who's the last guy to win a Super Bowl?
Hurts.
Thank you. It's recency bias.
Wow, Stoney, stop.
Well, why not Stafford then for the fifth spot?
He crossed my mind. Stafford crossed my mind.
I got to say something.
Oh.
I don't like Allen and Jackson just being in the top five. I could scratch Jackson. You guys know how much I love Stafford.
Who's your five?
I would put Stafford in there.
Okay. So
over Lamar?
Mahomes? I would do my five.
Mahomes? Yeah, give it to me now.
Give it to me, baby. I was listening to that over the weekend. Mahomes, one.
Okay.
Burrow, two.
Okay.
He's been to one. Stafford, three.
Okay.
Hurts, four.
Has to be.
And I'm being real with this one. Number five.
Tua.
Foles.
No, it's between Allen and Lamar.
Oh, even though they're choke artists. I don't like to have choke artists behind the... behind that offense.
And the black delegation of quarterbacks is going to come for me, but I'm going Allen. I ain't putting Lamar in my top five.
Where's Flacco?
Stop.
We are missing somebody.
It ain't Dak.
Herbert.
What? He looks good.
He does. He looks real good.
Hey, that's Evan's guy. No, but seriously, Evan and Steiny and the listeners,
yeah,
I won't forget this box thing. Like, I'm going to watch the game tonight.
Do you think it's going to haunt you?
No, I use my own box. So I guess that's why I just got it boxed out.
Eric on the YouTube chat, that's the worst list of all time.
Whose list?
Yours. Okay.
I'm trying to see why that's funny to you. And you.
Nah, it's not. It's just.
You couldn't even remember my list I just gave you there to laugh. But they're picking at me, so it's funny to you.
You had a great question before. Did you guys talk about Kevin Love yesterday?
No.
Is Kevin Love a Hall of Famer?
I'm going to say no.
I think he is.
I think if Andre Iguodala is going to the Hall of Fame,
Kevin
Love must go to the Hall of Fame.
The Caucasian.
Oh, my man. That's evident.
I don't like it, but they're all going in.
Well, break down real quick as you can. Why don't you like it? I don't want any award that the person says, I don't like giving it to you.
I'm using the criteria of the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is they all get in. Now, they don't all get in, but Dick Vitale's in, for goodness sakes.
Hey,
I know.
It's simmer.
I know, but hey, look.
I can't believe it. That just registered.
What?
That's worse than my box. The Dick Vitale.
Guy's beaten cancer 80 times.
Dude, and even before then, he's a legend. Diaper Dandy. Dude, you don't watch the documentaries you need to watch.
There's one on Vitale?
This dude's an institution, yes.
Worst coach in NBA history.
Well, we're talking about the announcer and his impact on the game.
And he loves Calipari.
Yeah. Oh. The box.
Hey, did you hear the good news?
It's almost 215 for me.
You're not going to have to take your shoes off anymore going through security at an airport.
As soon as I found out how to beat it, you wear Crocs. Like when I went to Texas.
Well, you won't have to take those off.
Yeah, but I felt like I was beating the system. While you guys were untying and doing all that, I just kicked them bad boys off, and now they changed the rule. Remember, I had my tank top on. We went to Vegas, and you didn't like it.
That was a...
It was summer, 90 degrees.
707, the finals MVP is a ticket into the Hall of Fame. No, it's not. Cedric Maxwell on the phone.
Mm. Well, should he be in there?
No. No. Took it from Bird. Maxwell's MVP.
Well, he didn't take anything.
Maxwell's MVP was the exact same as Iguodala's.
Was that the finals where Larry Bird had 7 and 8 points in back-to-back games?
I don't believe so.
Don't do this to him, Evan, on his first day back.
He had back-to-back single-digit finals games.
Larry.
They won both games.
It ain't about
seriously.
That.
No, that's what it's all about.
They won in spite of Bird.
What happened?
You know what? I'm not going out with you guys today. I had too big of a weekend. Anyway. I misread the clock. What are you doing?
No, I'm thinking about Fillmore, Mike. He got banned. I'm gonna go.
Apparently he didn't, because he still called in to say
he was
banned.
Well, that's probably his quota for the week.
Listen.
I'm going to go talk to the boss.
The one thing you guys.
It may not work, but I'm going to go talk to him.
Listen, Goo, save yourself a trip. All right? We do what we want. We're like Iguodala, that interview. I kind of do what I want around here.
This is a good question from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Goo, do you wear socks with your Crocs?
Oh, no. Oh, no, not at all. That's why they got air holes.
So gnarly.
I'm Spadoni. You wash your feet, and then you put them in there. Evan, no. Socks with the Crocs. Then you look like a dad, for real. Nothing wrong with being a dad, but nah.
Matter of fact,
the picture I posted in Texas with my two sons and 200-degree heat, I had Crocs on with no socks. I might have wanted to crop that out. Oh, my God. Jesus. We're getting old, Steiny.
Yeah, kind of. What year were you talking about?
Oh, God, Evan, you got him, man.
Oh, God, probably...
81.
Yeah, it would have been 81, right? The first one that Bird won.
Bird got into a bar fight in 85. Just looked it up. I don't remember that during the Eastern Conference Finals. 85. They won that series, too.
That wasn't what I was referring to.
No, he might have been. You know what? I think he was in another one. The first one he was in was in 81, and that's why he didn't shoot it well.
He was awful. No.
Don't upset him, Evan. Don't upset him. Look
he
at
him.
He's getting
me.
To you. The he's punches are penetrating. Look at him.
He's
been
watching a lot of propaganda
he's
lately.
He's turning red.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I agree. Barefoot on an airport floor? Good Lord. I mean, seriously.
Like, wow. Hey, you might got something there, but hey.
I'm just just saying. Who do we got in today? Do we have the full squad?
Yeah, Willard and Dibs.
Remember hashtag full squad?
I don't remember that.
With David Lee and the Warriors? There was some stat when they had their full squad, they were 40-1 or something like that. Kind of like the bogus 27-8 with Jimmy Butler.
Mm.
So you are seriously? Well, I don't.
What?
I don't want to do that.
People calling me Goo another Shaq. I guess he don't wear socks. Shaq had his money.
Yeah. Game two of the 3-game series tonight: Phillies and the Giants, and then the Dodgers come into town.
We'll be there Friday, Evan and I. Dude, you got something to do.
I do. I know.
What is?
Oh, you guys are going to the? Are you guys going to the club?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
VIP.
I'm just a pig in heaven.
It's actually not. It can't be VIP if it's not actually in the stadium.
It's in the stadium. It's part of it.
Yeah, it's kind of.
If you can throw a bowling ball at a baseball game, you're doing it.
I feel
and
like
get a steak dinner.
I feel like if you throw a bowling ball at a stadium, you're not really watching the game anyway.
Oh, you cannot not watch the game. And then what you didn't, I'll save it.
It's
Evan,
right
I'm fired up, Evan. We got a date Friday, baby.
Yeah, me and Goo.
Yeah, and 49er Frankie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I get to meet him for the first time.
Bonte, let him go.
Are you going to, you're going to be able to, is he doing those after every game?
Yeah.
His videos?
Oh, I forgot.
So you're
going
to get
TikTok.
To watch it live.
Oh, that's a good point.
I just can't get on TikTok. I don't like.
You were on this morning.
Yeah, you're 50 years old.
I'm talking about. I want to go. What's it for, Evan? Half the stuff is fake, and everybody laughs like it's trick photography.
Are you talking about your filters?
No, I don't use them. That happened to get on. I'm talking about what people do. Like, they're tricking us. That really didn't happen.
There's like seven texts on here wanting you to confirm that you actually will have your bare foot on the floor of an airport floor.
That's all. Sometimes too much is fact.
All right.
Yeah, my daughter ripped me.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either. All right. What do we got next? We got crossover. I haven't done a crossover in a while with these guys. So I'm looking forward to that, Goot. What do you?
No, my sister-in-law called during the show.
Come on, Goo.
Come on, what?
Don't take it.
You don't even know how to turn your ringer off.
That hasn't happened in a while.
Well, you've been gone.
Oh, man. What do we got now? We got a minute. I can fill for a minute.
No, but seriously, you got some time today or not?
Yes. A little bit. I got to unwind from the weekend. All right. Steiny, just do the read and get out. All right, crossover coming up next. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. There's nowhere else to go. That segment was also brought to you by Safeway.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.